The most read thing in AI this weekend was a warning label. It's Monday, July 13th, and the man who sells more AI than anyone says you're paying for it twice. Satya Nadella spent Sunday telling 3.7 million readers that the real price of AI isn't the tokens. It's the proprietary knowledge you feed a model to make it useful. The prompts, the tool traces, and above all, the corrections. He calls it intelligence exhaust and says it leaks a company's know-how trace by trace. Weigh the source. Microsoft resells more frontier AI than anyone and bankrolled OpenAI's rise. When that company's chief executive tells enterprises to keep their evaluations private, own their traces, and put a routing layer between themselves and any single vendor, that isn't a blog post. That's positioning. And every prescription in it happens to be something Microsoft sells or is about to. The warning is also an advertisement. It can be both. Either way, the biggest distributor in AI just sided with the buyers against the labs it hosts. The same morning, someone priced the harness itself. Claude Code sends roughly 33,000 tokens of scaffolding before your prompt even arrives. A leaner tool sends 7,000. And a production team that migrated its agent to GPT 5.6 came out 27% cheaper after rebuilding half its plumbing because the new model invented values for every optional field it saw. Same lesson at both ends. The token price is not the bill. To the tape. We hold the Micron long, unchanged on a quiet memory day, and we hold the Nvidia watch. And we reopen a watch on Microsoft itself. When a platform starts teaching its customers to distrust its most important supplier, the product that monetizes the distrust is usually already in the pipeline. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call: within 6 months, Microsoft ships a named enterprise product built on exactly that essay. Private evaluations, customer-owned traces, tuning inside your own tenant, marketed against frontier lab knowledge leakage. What proves us wrong is January, with the essay still just an essay. Watch the product pages, not the manifestos.